Beating Cancer with the Heart, One Professor's Mindset Helped Him Stay Healthy for 15 Years. A 7.5-inch tumor, lung metastasis, and multiple rounds of treatment, Han Bocheng, an honorary professor at Taipei Medical University, overcame all odds to defeat liver cancer. 15 years later, he remains cancer-free and attributes his recovery not only to medicine but to one powerful force, emotional healing. His story offers hope and insight for those facing cancer or any life-altering crisis. Healing from the Inside Out, A Cancer Survivor's Journey. When you are diagnosed with cancer, how you face the illness and navigate treatment becomes a major concern for both you and your loved ones. For Han, the turning point wasn't just medical, it was emotional. In 2008, Han was diagnosed with liver cancer and discovered a massive 7.5-inch, 4.4-pound tumor. After undergoing surgery to remove 2/3 of his liver, the cancer later spread to his lungs. He endured 25 chemotherapy sessions, 12 rounds of radiation, and targeted drug therapy. When the cancer recurred 3 years later, he required another surgery. Since then, Han has remained cancer-free. Not only has he regained his health, but he also appears younger than his age, something he credits to a complete transformation in mindset. Emotional healing, the missing piece in cancer recovery. Han believes a crucial part of healing lies in addressing emotions. "I am the root of all problems, and love is the answer to all of them," Han said in an interview with NTD TV's Health 1+1 program, a central realization during his recovery. It is understandable for patients to experience depression or irritability during treatment for such a life-altering condition. However, prolonged negative emotions can impede healing. Han emphasized that in addition to making changes in diet and lifestyle after a diagnosis, managing one's emotional state is paramount and often the most challenging aspect. Han described that when he first received the diagnosis of cancer, it was like a lightning strike from the blue sky. Initially, chemotherapy caused a loss of taste, leading him to complain about his wife's diligently prepared meals. It was only upon seeing her tears that he apologized, an act that not only mended their strained relationship but also brought him immense emotional relief and happiness, becoming a significant catalyst in his personal healing. The emotional roots of illness. Han emphasized that chronic negative emotions could affect one's condition. Resentment, sadness, and fear that have accumulated in the heart for a long time can weaken the immune system and even become a facilitator of disease. Studies have shown that depression and anxiety may hinder cancer treatment and recovery, and affect quality of life and survival rates. He reminded cancer patients that they cannot assume receiving medical treatment will solve their problems once and for all. In fact, emotional and mental shifts are just as important. "Don't live in constant struggle, and don't let negative emotions drag you down," Han says. Many unhealthy lifestyle habits, such as sleep deprivation and indiscriminate eating, often stem from emotional stress. Han suggested that patients reflect on the underlying emotional factors that may have contributed to their illness, such as neglected emotional management leading to an imbalance in life and compromised immunity. The key, he noted, lies in acknowledging and addressing these emotions, committing to change, and strengthening one's immunity, which can lead to the regression of cancer cells and even a positive shift in cellular memory. "Start from the heart," Han says. That's how you begin to move in the right direction. A happy heart is good medicine. While diet and exercise are important, Han emphasizes that true healing also requires an internal shift toward happiness and peace. "Joy," he says, "is an invisible but powerful anti-cancer force." Han added that happiness is readily accessible through acts of kindness, helping others, and cultivating contentment. Shifting from a mindset of complaining to one of gratitude requires compassion. When facing others' faults, letting go of the need to argue over who is right and wrong and choosing instead to be understanding is, in fact, a way of helping yourself. This, Han says, has been a key to regaining both his happiness and his health. He suggests doing more good deeds and helping others, your emotions and health will gradually improve as a result. Studies have found that showing kindness and support to others, or doing good things, can improve mental health and generate positive emotions, which is related to improving physical health. Studies have also suggested that improved mood can affect certain immune parameters, thereby inducing enhanced immune function. Han noted that once immunity is improved, many health challenges can be overcome. This, he said, is the simplest and most cost-effective way to stay healthy. Inner peace builds strength. After enduring multiple stages of surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and targeted therapy over more than 10 years, Han continues to live a healthy life. He hopes to use his own experience to encourage more cancer patients to build the confidence needed to fight cancer and recover. Han acknowledges that cancer patients may face complaints or misunderstandings from family members, perhaps due to emotional strain, treatment burdens, or changes in their roles at home. He advises patients to first accept and cultivate themselves, rather than expecting everything from others, and to remain open-minded. He emphasizes the importance of cherishing life and living in the present moment, finding relaxation and happiness whenever possible. He encourages patients to confront their vulnerabilities and then gather the courage to move forward. When you start changing from the heart, Han says, health and hope will follow.